What's up, guys? We missed you last week, so we're going to recap episodes 4 and 5. This is season 8 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm a princess.
Ooh.
I'm a princess.
Yes.
Love it.
This is very Kylie
Minogue. It is. I love this song. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are recapping episodes 4 and 5. We're listening to Erica Girardi, Erica Jane right now. I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. I just released my new YouTube series. It's called Your Time with Thomas, The Experience. Check it out everywhere.
Ooh, there's more!
There's more! So you guys have to tune in. You guys have to tune in. And yes. Who am I with tonight?
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hi everyone, I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all of my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5. Oh yeah!
Yes. And it's your boy DJ Richie Scott. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Scott. And be sure to tune into Bravo right after we're done, because you can catch me on Watch What Happens Live with Molly Shannon and Kyle Richards tonight.
Yes, get naked. Wait, do you get naked there?
No, okay. Not this time.
Okay. Tell people that and then they'll tune in.
Yes. Tune in to Richie. Well, let's start with episode 4. We get right into it. Lisa's flying to Tokyo. Her daughters are booming right now. I want to just get right into it. What do we think of the girls and kind of trailblazing after the Hadid sisters and the Kardashians, like what Lisa Renner was kind of describing? What do we think of these girls taking over?
I like it. They seem still normal. Like two normal, yeah, like high school girls. You, yeah, know what I'm saying? Yeah. As normal as possible.
I'm excited for them. I can't wait to see their modeling career, because I've seen some of their photos and they're amazing. I'm like, world, watch out for them. They're coming for you.
You know, it's funny because I've watched Beverly Hills Housewives since the beginning. So watching how the Hadid sisters have done, I remember when they first started, and then I was like, oh, let's see what happens. Because it really, I mean, if you're a Kardashian, fine. But when you're just, your mom's just on, you know, a show, and your dad is in music, just like any other Hollywood family, and you didn't really know how far they would get, mm-hmm, and they're on top of their game. So I know that the Rinna girls are just going to do really, really well. Or Hamlin? I guess they're the Hamlin sisters. Yeah.
She doesn't really emphasize on that. I think she needs to start building their brand so we can recognize them as a, you know, twosome.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to do well. You
Vogue
can already tell.
Taiwan. I mean, that's a huge deal to be in Vogue anywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
to do it internationally is huge for them.
Already, too.
Do you guys think that the show helps that? Help them get to that point.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Oh, and yeah. I think with Lisa Rinna, I know she's kind of close with Kris Jenner, and you know, she kind of gets the world in the way that that works. It didn't really work out for Lisa, but, you know, early on she wanted to be a model and didn't really work out for her. So now she has a second chance.
But you know what's so funny, though?
To kind of be a model,
Lisa Rinna, I feel like, has always been a hustler, though, because my grandmother used to watch the soap operas when I was younger, mm-hmm, and that is where I was first introduced to Lisa Rinna as Billy on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So she's been at this for a long time, so it's good to see that her daughters are able to kind of do what the next thing that she probably wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rinna said it herself. She said, I didn't come from a family with a big name.
Yeah.
You know, she knows what it takes. It does take that extra step. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you're successful, your parents have done a little something for you. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad she's teaching them hard work. And, even as many opportunities you think you get, you might not get it. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But hard work is, Lisa Rinna, she's doing great as a momager. So, mm-hmm,
fame and all that isn't guaranteed. No. You're right. It's not guaranteed, but at least you get a fighting chance. Yes. You know? So I'm looking forward to seeing their career.
Yeah.
Yes. So Teddy is now coming off as a very active mom. We got to see her with her husband hiking and being kind of active and whatnot. But she's starting to kind of pick up on the fact that Dorit, the vibes are kind of shifting a little bit here. Segueing into Dorit, we go to Lisa Vanderpump's house. She's the editor-in-chief of Beverly Hills Magazine. Did we know that?
I did not know that.
Did we know that?
I felt like it was mentioned before, maybe.
Probably.
But it wasn't highlighted, they're bringing it up this season. And I just want to point out that this season, they've upped it up on the glam. We're seeing cars, we're seeing jets, we're seeing everybody in Gucci.
Yes.
It's just so much Gucci.
It makes me excited, though. It really makes me excited.
Right? It's not, you don't get this from other franchises.
No.
You know, so this is what makes Beverly Hills special. So we see Dorit coming in. What do we think about her attitude towards just the whole not liking the pictures, not liking the makeup artist, not liking a lot of things going on there?
Okay. Now, I will say this one thing. We have all taken photos, and we know what looking at ourselves can be like. So there's that aspect of it as, you know, as the person who's actually looking at themselves. But I felt like she was a little bit entitled. A little bit entitled here.
Yeah. It was a little, it was strange. I didn't like how she was talking. I mean, as a model, and you know what you're doing. She was a model before.
You are the model. You do not own the magazine.
No.
I would just show up, take the photos. I don't care.
Right. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when things get problematic. When the model becomes too diva-esque, and then you say, okay, move on. But of course, you know, she's in the position she is, so she can be doing that. But I think it's still wrong. I didn't like it.
But do you think that she was being critical? Because I know sometimes when I take photos, I'm kind of critical of myself. Exactly. I'm like, no, that angle, no, don't do that. But, like, I think at first I kind of understood her. And I think overall the pictures look great. But
I thought she looked beautiful.
I think the pictures look great, too. I think the key is when you are in those situations, trust the photographer, trust the team, trust the magazine to do the best by you. But because at the end of the day, you are the model. The jewelry is the highlight. Leave it there.
She was not loving the makeup artist, and I was watching the makeup artist because I have a lot of makeup artist friends.
Me too.
So when I saw her talking to him, you could tell the makeup artist was like, I can't, this is like his big debut on reality television.
Exactly.
This is his moment, and she's basically like, you poked me in the eye.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Might have done it again.
She's like,
oops, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But how cool is it that we get to see that side of Lisa? I think in this episode, we get to see her bring up other, you know, business ventures that she's doing, like the magazine.
The women on this show are so fascinating to me because I don't think there's any other franchise where all of the women have so much going on.
Yeah, especially, into episode 5, but there we got to see a lot more in that. So with what's happening now, we get to see them overseas. They're enjoying Tokyo, which is kind of cool. I'm going to the Philippines for the first time. So internationally, I'm like watching what they're doing. I'm like, that's going to be me, and I'm going to be so lost because I've never gone to the Philippines. But we get to hear Lisa Rinna talk about that she just is ready to move on, and she has this moving forward attitude. Do we really believe that?
I believe it from Rinna.
Okay.
I do.
Why so?
I think that she's ready to move past it. It's really been a highlight in her life. I think it was a big deal last season, big deal for everything in her life. So for her, I think that it's done. It's like beating a dead horse. She's been able to say everything that she could say, and she said to Dorit what she needed to say, and she spoke about it as much as she could.
What is your take on that? Because it plays a big role because Lisa Rinna plays a big role on this franchise.
She does. I think that for her, it was not that big of a deal to have to deal with anyway. I feel like she has bigger fish to fry.
Mm-hmm. Rinna does?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Vanderpump.
Oh.
That's big fish. Any thoughts on Lisa Rinna?
I think Lisa's doing an amazing job. I see a lot of forgiveness in her. Dorit, I just don't understand why she keeps bringing up the past and, like, living in that. Like, either you move on or you hash it out. That's it. Like, that's all you have to do. Don't keep bringing up the same thing every time you go to lunch or dinner.
I thought when they went to Vegas, when she was having that moment, I thought we were going to get a new Dorit. She was ready to move on. But as we see, as the episodes go, we're kind of seeing what we saw last year, which was a lot of, you know, saying sorry and not really being sorry.
I personally don't know who she is.
Dorit?
Yeah, you can't connect with her.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't. I don't know who she is.
Because she's being fake.
I like her, though. Let me tell you, I
want to hear that.
There's, like, this hot mess about her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. To me, it's fun. It's carefree. She brings some spice to the show in a slightly quirky, offbeat way, similar to Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like I can see where people would think that it's kind of difficult to know her, particularly when you speak in 15 different accents. So I get it.
I'm living for Dorit a little bit. Just I love her fashion. I follow her on Instagram, so I feel
she's
it takes a lot to get to know her. I think she comes across as you know, kind of like the villain a little bit. Or a lot of it. I don't
know. Little Brandy Glanville-esque.
You know what's so funny? Yeah. I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know how to put that, though, because she seems like a classier version
She's
of Brandy.
She's a way classier
yeah,
version.
Yeah, absolutely different.
No shade, Brandy.
No shade. Love Brandy. But that's the vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we get to Kyle's house because she's throwing this renovation party / get together. No power. I'm assuming when they filmed this, it was when we were going through that heat wave during like August or whatever. Mm-hmm. When it was super hot. Yeah. Everybody's all getting together and pretty much, what did we think about the whole, you know, party and whatnot?
I thought it was cute. Dorit was like, okay, we can go home now. There's no power.
Her vibe of just not having it was continuing on in the episode where I feel like it made people think like, damn, she's really... My friend texted me right when he was watching. She's like, Dorit's really reaching in this episode. So I felt like she was just kind of doing a lot, you know? She wasn't really happy about a lot of things in that particular episode.
Yeah. Yeah. She was definitely... doing the most.
But I think like as soon as they arrived, I think we've had some iconic parties at Kyle's house, just kind of going in there and seeing that they're going to renovate it, it's going to be interesting to see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. After but we get introduced with Kyle, Camille again. Yes, she's a friend Camille. Of the show, so I'm starting to see we're going to see her every episode. I mean, yes. She's kind of there, she's just not holding a diamond.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why, but
she have a real diamond? Huh? Is she married?
No, but she has the boyfriend that's coming and is coming into the party, and she's kind of like having this moment where this is like her big moment. She's gone through a lot. She went through her cancer. We saw her divorce play out, and Dorit just kind of takes it to a dark level. It gets a little dark, and she basically calls her the C word. Kind of out of left field.
This is where she turned into Brandy.
It was left field. And Kyle described it as Dorit's evil twin.
Yeah, way too much tequila.
Yeah.
Ken, have another drink.
Ken spends enough time with them to know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what did we think about just the Camille part of it?
That
I mean,
was
I felt
out
like
of nowhere to
they,
me.
And she was all the way at the end of the table to target her that far.
I mean, they did mention in episode 5 that it was the Dorit show.
It was the Dorit show.
And maybe because she was so far, that's why that was her target, is so that the whole the whole table could hear her.
Let me just take over this whole table.
I think that, you know, things can happen when you drink. I can't say much because that's how I would get.
I actually think all of us would be.
I like to like be happy and like.
I'd be happy.
But now call people names.
Oh no!
I wouldn't use that word.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had an opportunity to try to use that word in my life.
Yeah, me either. Slapped. So
no, I wouldn't use that. No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
But I think what you were alluding to was we turn up. So we turn up. You turn up here.
You could say 100%. Things and also understand or think that other people can be on the level you're on when nobody's on your level.
Yeah.
Way up here.
Level 10.
Yeah.
And everybody's at a cute little 2 or 5.
Yeah.
You know? So anything we want to wrap about episode 4? I loved it. I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Any other highlights that you guys want to recap about it? I think we covered it.
Yeah.
I think that was episode 4. So let's go into episode 5, which was tonight's new episode. I love the opening, Dorit. We get to learn about her swim line more. And I remember last season, I just kept talking about, you know, getting to know Dorit it was her first season.
Yeah.
So getting to know her, and she talked about the swim line, but I never heard about it.
Yeah.
You know, she did a cute little package in the beginning, and this intro to her new life of talking about her brand and all that kind of made me like her and made me forget about episode 4 for a little bit. What do we think about her line and coming back, you know, with PK and her being established now and getting able to do that?
I like it. I think it's exciting. It's very, like, it's kind of cool to see it go from concept to, you know, actually being on the runway.
It's like development.
I'm excited to see that, yeah.
I just hope she makes bikinis for the curvier women.
Well, girl, if they got that strap, they got the ties, then they can fit everyone. That's been my rule. I buy X small no matter what size.
Yeah, I need to try that.
Trust me, it works. No, I just think I want to say an observation, and maybe people agree with me or not, but I have a feeling that Dorit watched the first season and said, wow, okay, and took a lot of critical notes about herself, you know, about her spending time with her kids, about her and her accent, about her and how diva-y she is, how glammy she is, what she put her time into, and saw it all. And then this season, she's like, okay, here's everything. No matter how they edit me, I want to make sure that I come across this way. I spend time with my kids. I have a career. I've had a past where I, you know, I took a break from it so that I could spend time with, you know, my family. She says little things to me that sounds like she's just trying to, you know, make sure that we understand who she is.
Exactly.
And who she wants us to perceive her as. So I think that her bringing this up is just her, you know, bringing another facet of herself onto the screen.
I love that. That was perfect. Thank you. That was a perfect example of what we saw. And I think that you're absolutely right. I think she really thought out, this is the Dury brand, this is it. And she knows that she's the creative person and PK is the business person. So it was kind of nice to see her creative team come together. She said 2017, so that definitely, I don't think it launched because I didn't hear any buzz about it. Mm-hmm. Did you?
I don't know. I remember seeing, you know, Instagram posts about it, mm-hmm. but I don't remember an actual launch, so I'd have to go back.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that because I feel like...
I think it actually does happen at the end of the season.
It does? Okay.
From the previews, I feel like that's when it happens.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, yeah, because that will be... Obviously, I'm sure they filmed it.
Yeah.
It says on Bravo that October 24th, Dorit Kemsley debuts new swimmer line... So it did debut. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I think then we'll probably see
it. We'll see it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute. Yeah, okay. I see some images. Yeah.
Okay.
But the first thing that comes up when you Google is Dorit Swimwear Resort pops up. So everyone knows it's the resort. So I think everyone's Googling out there.
Perfect.
We should wear those bikinis this season.
Yeah. I feel like then the name should change to her name.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised that she didn't kind of go that route. You know what I mean?
I think I would like that better.
Yeah. So pretty much, this kind of, they built up the story for us to emphasize the swimmer line, and now we get to Teddy. So Teddy is now getting to this restaurant, I think it was on Melrose, and is sitting there waiting, and I had no idea that she was going to be there for that long. I thought it was going to be like, she shows up late and it's like a quick, I didn't know she wasn't going to show up at all. What do we think about the tardiness, and how do you guys, like, roll with punctuation and time?
Okay, so I just wanted to say something about, like, there's two facets to this. There's one, there's the production side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always hear the ladies on Atlanta talking about how late somebody else was getting to wherever they were filming, right? So when you're filming something, there's typically production delays. Having said that, in real life, if you are an hour late to meet me and I don't hear from you, I'm gone after 30 minutes.
Yeah,
gone.
That is unacceptable. 30 like, minutes.
Catch me next time.
Right. And if they are liking pictures on Instagram or Snapchatting, it's over. Yes.
Oh my God, Dying. Are you serious? Yes. You better not be doing anything.
Ooh.
You shouldn't even exist until the next time I talk to you.
Mm-hmm. I love how she was like, are you okay? I'm worried about you.
And we all know that was actually passive aggressive. Like, you've left me sitting here.
You better be in an accident. You better not be okay.
But if your friend did that, would you lose the friendship over it?
Are they really friends?
Yes. That's what I think the question. I don't feel... I think they're acquaintances.
I feel like they're acquaintances, and it's one of those things where a housewife... I'm sure Bravo has to have them bring somebody on. They take suggestions. They bring on this girl, and it's not... They're not, like, besties or anything, you know? Because they would have started the show together.
But, like, LA traffic alone, you have another hour to wait to go meet you, so that...
Exactly.
She would have been later than planned. So, yeah, I just don't think it was right to do that. But Teddy, I mean, I felt kind of bad because her kids, like, I know she wants to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorit doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she did, but like...
She was on an international call.
Yeah, so that's... I mean, business side, that is important that, you know, you can't interrupt that. But she should have just FaceTimed her really quick and said, you know what, I have 30 minutes or something, like an email
The simple running late text would actually work.
Yes.
But I also think that Teddy's very... She's kind of rigid a little bit. Like, I feel like, you know, if someone says something to her the wrong way, she kind of misreads it.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of very uptight about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I think I'm sensing a pattern with her.
She's not really vibing with people's personalities just yet, because I'm sure it's hard to just start off and be like, these women have been doing this forever. Even if you're a season ahead, you still come in and you're just like, okay, is this normal? Like, are these people doing this to, you know, mess me up on camera? So I get what you're saying on that part.
Yeah.
you know?
I feel that when you're trying to establish a relationship with someone, you don't know who they are, no matter what.
Right.
So you respect that you go and see them or have this open form of communication. Like, if we don't know each other and you are trying to reach out so that you can get to know me a little bit better, then you, you know, should show a little bit more respect on the time-wise, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, or just communication. If it's just a friend, like, oh, hey, girl, I'm going to be, you know, just a little 30 minutes late. Why don't you go get your nails done? You know, like, I don't know. I just feel that there should have been more communication.
Yes.
Did and, we? Oh, go, sorry. No, go on.
What's the real time of their meeting?
Because there was some conflict there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conflict. We'll definitely get into the 6 minutes and...
What will clear this all up for us is to see screenshots of the timestamps of the text message.
You know what? I feel like they have opportunities to do that, but they don't show that till the reunion. They stretch it out so far. But, quick note, we get to see Portia. She FaceTimes Lisa Rinna, and Lisa Rinna is on her Canada trip, which is going to be like her annual trip, and tells her she's going to be on Kelly and Ryan, replacing Kelly just for a quick episode. So that was kind of cool. We get to see Lisa Vanderpump's dog rescue. Have you guys been there? Have you seen it? I've been trying to find it. I can't find it.
But did you guys pick up, because I thought this was a little odd that she mentioned this.
The
that
dog
there
rescue?
Was some other dog rescue that they were going to work with, but something sketchy happened.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This was later referenced in the episode. I don't know if you guys picked that up at that, because it happened earlier on in the episode when she was talking about the dog rescue. And I was like, why does she say that? Because I'm shocked that she would even mention the other dog rescue. But now I understand why she probably did, or why they might have had her bring it up.
Why?
Well, because Lisa Rinna then, I mean, not to jump ahead, but Lisa Rinna mentions something about the other dog rescue. Mm. And that's the one that Ken had the issue with.
I see. Okay.
I put it together at the end like...
Something happened right there.
Something happened,
So then we get to Kyle pulling up in her Lambo, which that is the sickest car. I love that car. With her red Chanel bag. She's just coming out like low-key. I'm like just regular putting her... Was it Gucci or Chanel?
Gucci.
Oh, damn. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
She brought out two Guccis today and a Birkin.
I just want to say I love me some Kyle Richards, especially after like meeting her at Watch What Happens Live. Like,
amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can I just say, I don't know what happened in Croatia, but her face was looking real good.
She was looking snatched.
Yeah, she was looking like extra fresh.
You should see her in person.
Oh, I'm assuming she's like
so
beautiful. Great skin. Like,
and she reposted our picture.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
You guys need to check that out now.
Yes.
Follow Richie right now and check out that Kyle picture. So Erica comes in looking just as fabulous, if not more fabulous, with her Gucci.
All Gucci.
That was just life. And she talks about Kyle kind of goes to a touchy subject, talking about the fact that her success and with American Woman being picked up and two shows in development has given her some family issues. So what do we think about all that playing out? Because we did see how close and tight the Hilton sisters and with Kyle and with Kim, and now that's, she says it's kind of a little bit different.
I'm fascinated by their family dynamic. I have always been fascinated since season one. So it's disheartening, I think, though, to know that they might not be as supportive as she would like for them to be. Because you guys know what it's like when you have something really great happen.
You want to share it.
But there may be this one person that you just can't tell and how that feels. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know if they're really going to be happy for you or not.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yes.
What I've learned is that you have your A-team, and then you have, everyone else.
Okay, A-team.
Your A-team... It doesn't have to be family. You know, sometimes you have some people that are just not going to want you to do well. And no matter what the reason is, whether it's money or jealousy, whatever that is, I just feel that sometimes you just have to know who your A-team is, and that brings you up personally to know that, okay, I can't tell them everything, unfortunately. It just is what it is.
That is a good way to put that.
While we're here, I just want to shout out Paris Hilton for following me on Instagram.
Stop it!
Yes, yes. I've always loved Paris Hilton since, like, Simple Life and beyond. So when she followed me, she actually commented on my photo. I was like,
I'm gonna go like it.
I'm not even trying to gloat, but she had already been following me on Twitter for a hot minute, and I'm just obsessed with Paris Hilton. You. I love Paris Hilton. I love Paris Hilton.
Cheers to Paris Hilton.
Yes. And she's getting engaged, so Paris is like hot right now. You know what I mean?
By the way, I just want to say I have my time where I watch The Simple Life again. I have it on DVDs, and I watch it a lot.
Yes. Awesome.
I've been sick, so I've been watching all of them. And Kyle Richards on there, the first episode, looks amazing. And I'm just like, I replay it over and over again. Anyway, I just have to say that.
Yes, absolutely. So we also get aware that Tom is in a car accident. Erica is pretty much kind of shooken up a little bit. And, you know, with Jill Zarin from Real Housewives of New York City, her husband passed over the weekend. Kind of just her talking in that way of really looking at her husband that way. It's kind of sad. It's always scary when someone gets in an accident, and it definitely feels like she's, you know, awoken to that idea.
Yeah.
So that's something that we hear about. I mean, really, the whole vibe of the episode was Teddy and Dorit kind of just the multiple stories that came in just one episode. So let's get right back into it, because we go right back into it at the end of the episode where people have their opinions and stories have changed multiple times. We heard 6 minutes. We heard 4:30 instead of 4. We heard between 4:30 and 5:30. I mean, as you know, small of a in hindsight of a big deal it was for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I am for this. So, what do we have to say?
Who comes up with this 4:30 to 5:30 time frame? Like, no, I need to know, like, what time do you really want me to be there? Let's just say 5:30 to be on the safe side, because I'm not going to be sitting in any restaurant waiting for any of my friends from 4:30 to 5:30 unless I'm already on a date. It's not going to happen.
There you go.
But if I was Teddy, I'd be like, bring me some more drinks, please. Like, I don't, I mean, just to kind of like lighten it up and just be like, instead of like leaving all like mad or what, like, okay, she's not coming. There's nothing else you could do. Like, just like have fun. Like, it's your night to be by yourself. Who cares? Like, you know,
she didn't being the new girl, I probably would have done the same thing. I would have been irritated. But
yeah,
on the show, I probably would have just kept drinking.
Maybe ordered another drink, let it go, let the cameras roll, and let Dorit walk in and have that scene where she kind of walks in, and it would have been, she would have been actually the winner out of all of this, because right now I don't really feel like there's a winner. I feel like it was what it was situation.
It's confusion.
Yeah, and now it's turned into a storyline, which is going to continue. Thoughts? Yeah.
I just want to know the original time. If we get the original time, then we know who's in the right and who's in the wrong. I think that, you know, for example, my cousin and I, she's a singer, she does very well, and we know that we have different times. We also know that before she did really well, we are on what we call Miller time, where it's my family, Miller, we are always an hour late. So we say we're going to meet at 5. We know we're going to meet actually at 6. So we actually meet at the restaurant at 6. It's an unspoken thing that we have together. Okay. So if you do not have that unspoken word, and this is not family, you do not have Miller time, you have different John Mellencamp time, and then you got Dorit time. I just think that you need to communicate. If you're not friends, then you should communicate. And if not, I think that Teddy was right to be offended. But I would have sat and drank and then said something to her.
Yeah.
I would have got mozzarella sticks.
She's there for snacks. I'm there for snacks, too. Yeah. I would have been there for the snack. But just highlighting Lisa Rinna doing amazing on Ryan and Kelly. That was kind of cool for us to kind of get back to her sanitizing ways with, you know, showing that package and showing how extra Lisa can be in a great way, in a funny way.
Can I just say, though, I do the same thing.
Oh, you do?
I was a reporter, and the stuff that's on, the most dirtiest thing in those rooms are the curtains. Oh. There's always bodily fluids on them. Oh. Yeah. And I'm telling you, the reports, you can Google it, you guys. You can look. After seeing what I've seen on just reports and all of that and research, I will always sanitize every room I'm in. I always do it. I'm for
I
it.
I almost don't want to look because I love going to Vegas either. And my experiences will be ruined.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, no. Vegas is the number one spot. You better clean it every day.
Oh, my. I know it is.
You better clean it all.
Person 123 in the chat. We have our live chat going on. When someone is that late and doesn't give any notice, it's disrespectful. She's basically saying her time... it went up, but that I we're vibing with you in the chat. Tabitha says Dorit claimed with traffic she would be another 15 to 20 minutes late. Then she recalled the story later saying she was on the way and she was going to be 10 minutes. Her story is inconsistent.
Mm. Somebody's lying.
It's a little inconsistent. It's a lot of inconsistency.
We just need to know the original time. We get the original time.
Okay, so in the context of all of this, though, I feel like, you know, it is really a minor issue that could be cleared up.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It could be.
Is this a way for Teddy to have a storyline going for herself? Because that's something that a new housewife needs, and she is not buddy-buddy with her to be like, let's squash this. It could, like, let's stretch this. I need something.
Well, I don't know that she thinks like that. I don't get that sense from her. What I think happened is, if Dorit had not told Kyle.
Yes. There you go.
An alternate version of the story, she wouldn't have felt incensed enough to bring it up again. You know what I mean? Now she's mad because she feels like the girl is lying.
Yes.
You know.
We got a couple minutes left. Just touching on, pretty much, I want to say Camille is not vibing with Dorit. The C word and her boyfriend being there for the first time, she's not about it. I think that's going to flourish in future episodes. We'll definitely hear more from Camille.
Maybe that's why they're
Richie,
keeping her.
Yeah, Richie said to definitely check out her blog because she had a lot to say about it, more than she does on the show.
Oh, yes.
But I want her to say more on the show because it gives
I feel like she did tonight.
She did tonight. She definitely did. And just ending it with pretty much Lisa Vanderpump not really vibing with the fact that she is... You know, Kyle is a little bit more open with Dorit than she thought that she was. Which, I feel like that's Lisa Vanderpump's, you know, that's her come-in on this. Because she's still kind of doing her thing, but this is we're starting to see Lisa Vanderpump jump in on this. Like, she was that emotional with you? She couldn't even fake it on TV. Like, she was being real.
Yeah.
So what do we think about, do we think that they're going to get closer? Do we think Lisa Vanderpump is, what do we think about this?
I think it's definitely something festering. Mm-hmm. However, watching the scene, even if I was like, if my best friend was crying to somebody else that I did not know, that they didn't know that well, watching the scene put it in a different context.
But
you know what I mean?
I thought Lisa and Dorit were like best friends, so why wouldn't you trust that Kyle wanted to be close with her about that feeling? So I'm kind of like... Is Lisa, like, why aren't Lisa and Dorit, like why wouldn't she,
page.
Got me confused, that's all.
I just know not to trust friendships in this show, like, you don't know who's really friends with who until, like, you know, a few more episodes in. We don't know who's gonna be loyal yet, we don't know what's gonna happen, we don't know what fight's gonna brew,
clearly.
And I just feel like everything's too shifty right now, so.
It is it's a lot of shifty.
Yeah.
So in the chat, I think I'd mind more if someone called me the C word jokingly as opposed to someone calling me the C word if deserved. I'd hashtag own it. Friendships on the show aren't like wine. They don't get better with time. That's a good one. Thank you guys for joining us in the chat. We had a great time talking about Housewives as we always do. I just want to shout out Kevin and Maria on getting married this year. That was so amazing. Congrats to both of you guys. We had a really great show tonight. I think like we said everything we needed to for 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready for 6.
I'm ready
for 6 right now. We're not going to get that right now. So guys, follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina. And
Paris
please,
does.
Right?
Please check out my YouTube series. It's called Your Time with Thomas, The Experience. I take you behind the scenes. We go to different fun places. We'll be going to Warner Brothers on Sunday, so make sure to check that out. Follow me at Thomas Erlina. And where can we follow you?
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and you can find me at Jennifer Leone TV on Twitter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia. You can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And I'm DJ Richie Sky. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky, and catch me right after this on Watch What Happens Live.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.